Here are the stories we're covering this week in the Category 5.TV newsroom. The UN is about to get serious about killer robots. Do you have your own website? Google is going to start warning users that your site is not secure if you have forms on a site that doesn't use a secure connection. Marcus Hutchins has pleaded not guilty, and the world's largest data center is being planned for the Arctic Circle. These stories are coming right up. Don't go anywhere.
Jeff Weston.
Yeah, man.
You're building a brand new, beautiful website.
What?
Aren't you?
No. Am I?
Oh, you're a terrible actor.
What?
This is where acting comes into play.
Oh, I didn't know we were acting.
You're supposed to act.
Okay, fair enough. All right.
Yeah, I'm building a really cool website. Are you building a really cool website? You need hosting. One of the things about a hosting account is you don't want to have limitations put on your website.
It's true.
How much hard drive space do you have? How many email accounts? How many domains can point to it? Well, we've got an amazing deal for you. For a very limited time, cat5.tv/dreamhost. For just $5 and a bit of change per month, you are going to get unlimited website hosting, unlimited email accounts on that hosting service. You are also going to receive a free domain name.
Ooh.
So your own .com.
Nice.
To put that amazing website that you've been working on
it's
on
true.
There. If you want to build a WordPress site, fine. Sign up. cat5.tv/dreamhost.
Just don't put Panama Papers on it.
Just don't do it. But hey, it's a great deal, folks. Best deal you're going to find. $5 and change per month. Go to cat5.tv/dreamhost.
I'm Sasha Germaitis, and here are the top stories for the week of August 23rd, 2017. According to Elon Musk, Mustafa Soliman of Google's DeepMind and 114 other leading figures in robotics and AI who have signed an open letter urging the United Nations must act to ban the use of autonomous weapons now. The letter outlines in clear detail just how quickly the use of autonomous weapons could get out of hand or into the wrong hands. These can be weapons of terror, weapons that despots and terrorists use against innocent populations, and weapons hacked to behave in undesirable ways. We do not have long to act. Once this Pandora's box is opened, it will be hard to close. Robotics and AI communities, as well as human rights groups, have long argued that autonomous weaponry has the potential to inflict extreme crimes against humanity in conflict zones. After commending the UN for establishing a group of governmental experts to review the issue, the letter implores the group to find a way to prevent an arms race to those acquire these types of weapons. The UN group was scheduled to begin their work on Monday as well, but has been rescheduled for November. Subsequently, the letter urges the group to double their efforts once they finally meet in the coming months. Mary Wareham, the lead coordinator of the campaign to stop killer robots, said earlier this year, killer robots would remove the human from the kill decision. That crosses the fundamental moral and ethical lines we don't believe should ever be crossed. Hmm. Okay. Do you have a website hosted without an SSL certificate? You need to move all your forms to a secure connection right away. Starting in October with Chrome version 62, all sites will show a not secure warning when users enter text in a form on an HTTP page and for all HTTP pages in incognito mode. The new warning is part of a long-term plan by Google to mark all pages served over HTTP as not secure. To prevent the not secure notification from appearing when Chrome users visit your site, only collect user input data on pages served using HTTPS. Marcus Hutchins, the British security researcher instrumental in neutralizing the WannaCry ransomware worm that shut down computers worldwide in May, appeared in federal court Monday and pleaded not guilty to unrelated criminal charges that he created and distributed malware that steals banking credentials. Hutchins, who is free on $30,000 bond, was arrested August 3rd in Las Vegas following the Black Hat and DEF CON security conferences. IBM security researchers have reported that the malware was being advertised in Russian underground forums with a price of $7,000. It was billed as a method for criminals to extract passwords and other financial credentials transmitted in major browsers. The ads also claimed Kronos could evade antivirus detection and protection from browser security sandboxes. Hutchins, who works for Cryptos Logic of Los Angeles, is going to live in Los Angeles while awaiting an undetermined trial date. He will be tracked by a GPS monitoring device. He has been ordered not to touch the WannaCry sinkhole, presumably because if it's shut off, it could possibly make the ransomware start spreading again. Plans to build the world's largest data center are being made public. The facility is set to be created in the Norwegian town of Balagen, which is located inside the Arctic Circle. The firm behind the project, Kolos, said the chilled air and abundant hydropower available locally would help keep its energy costs down. The area, however, suffers the country's highest rate of sick leave from work, which may be related to its past as a mining community. The U.S.-Norwegian company says that it has already raised several million dollars for the project from Norwegian private investors. However, it is still working with a U.S. investment bank to secure the remaining necessary funds. It is basing its record-setting claims on the amount of power it intends to draw on to run its computer servers, roughly the same amount of power as Amazon, 1,000 megawatts. But in this case, it will be housed at one single location as opposed to Amazon, whose data is dispersed over several physical locations. In comparison, Facebook's data center in the area draws just 120 megawatts. Big thanks this week to Roy W. Nash and our community of viewers for submitting stories to us this week. Thanks for watching the Category5.tv newsroom. Don't forget to like and subscribe for all your tech news with a slight Linux bias. And for more free content, be sure to check out our website. From the Category5.tv newsroom, I'm Sasha Dermatis.